Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. And, of course, if you have a health challenge that you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order longevity products right off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business. If you're an entrepreneur or like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to work out of your home, if you want to just get your products at the wholesale price and enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having a home-based business, click the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. 735-2470. You can call to order products. You can call to order longevity products. You can also call to sign up and join the Bright Side Ben team. We will help you build your business. I will personally help you build your business. We teach you nutritional supplementation, how to use nutritional supplementation, how to recommend nutritional supplementation, how to take nutritional supplements and integrate them into your life, as well as business strategies, if that sounds good to you. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We have a really cool guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. James Hart is the founder of the BioCybernaut Institute. His Facebook page is BioCybernaut Institute. That makes sense, I guess. His Instagram page is BioCybernaut. And his website is biocybernaut.com. We're going to talk about alpha brainwaves and beta brainwaves and brainwaves and good health. I've been studying brainwaves for many years. I first learned about them when I was in pharmacy school. We studied alpha brainwaves and the various ways that electromagnetic energy is emanated from the brain. And lest anybody thinks this is airy-fairy, this is what an EEG does, an electroencephalogram. It measures brainwaves. The idea that there are brainwaves, the idea that there's energy, electrical energy, emanating out of your brain is absolutely mind-blowing when you think about it. All of us are emanating energy from our brains. What if you could just see the energetics that are coming out of our brains and our hearts and our bodies in general, it would finally dawn on us that we are all enmeshed in each other, that there's no separation, that separation is truly an illusion. The planetary electromagnetic body is one. It's a whole, unbroken, and continuous. It does not end. And there are no there is no place where it's separated. Can you imagine this? Just picture this in your head. There's energies that are emanating out of your brain and out of your heart and out of your body. And not airy-fairy energies. They've been called auras, and that sounds sort of like New Agey, hippy-dippy. It's not. It's just energy, electromagnetic energy, that's emanating out of our bodies and brains and hearts. And all that energy is enmeshed and forms one big energy web, one big energy net. That is all of us kind of like seeds or like raisins enmeshed in this network, this matrix of electromagnetic energy. How cool is that? And of course, you can actually associate specific biological conditions. You can associate specific emotional conditions with the type of energy that's coming out of your body. You go to these fairs, these New Age fairs, they'll take pictures of your aura and has different colors. All of that is all that science of auras is based on the connection between your emotions and the energy that's being emanated out of your body, as seen with Carillion photography and as interpreted in color. But it's just energy. It's coming out of your emotions, out of your feelings. Same thing happens to your brain. These brain waves, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, these are all distinguished by the kind of speed they have, or frequency, actually, not speed, but frequency. And depending on how you're thinking and the type of thoughts you're thinking, you're going to have different frequencies coming out of your brain. And in the future, not too distant future, probably the next 10 years, people are going to be able to literally read what kind of thoughts you're thinking, or even literally what specific thoughts you're thinking, based on the kind of energy that's emanating out of your brain. And you can control this. In fact, many of the strategies that we talk about on this program, the relaxation strategies, the parasympathetic activating strategies, the vagal strategies that you're hearing a lot about, not just on this program, but it's kind of all over alternative news these days, or alternative health news. The idea that there's a vagal system, vagal theory, that we can tap into to relax our bodies, to be more creative. These are all associated with brainwaves. Alpha brainwaves, theta brainwaves, beta brainwaves, and gamma brainwaves, mostly in delta brainwaves. Alpha brainwaves or beta brainwaves are the most common of the brainwaves, and those are the ones that we function in when we're those are the ones that are produced when we problem solve. When we live our lives, our day-to-day lives, beta brainwave state. It's not as fast as the gamma brainwave state, but it's pretty much for practical purposes, it's pretty much the fastest of the brainwave states. And if you're in beta, this high frequency state, you don't feel so good after a while. The body doesn't like to be in this beta brainwave state, and most of us spend our lives in it. On the other hand, at least our waking lives in it. On the other hand, as you fall off, nod off to sleep, you're going into what's called the alpha state. That's a slower brainwave state. The alpha state is a state of suggestibility. Advertisers love to get people in alpha states, and commercials, television commercials particularly, are designed to get you into an alpha state so you'll become more suggestible. Colors will turn on the alpha state. Marketers and advertisers know good and well how to turn on specific states, how to activate specific brainwave states. And unfortunately, because we do not understand, we get manipulated. Much of the manipulation that occurs between advertisers and human beings, much of the manipulation of humanity in general, is designed to target brainwave states. So learning how to control your brainwave states intentionally is super, super important and super functional. And as I said as recently as a couple days ago, while I focus on biochemistry and nutrition and supplements, which I love talking about, there are other modalities of health and wellness that we can leverage and take advantage of to have great lives. And one of them is our brainwave states. Learning to activate alpha state intentionally, not to have your alpha state activated for you, but to learn to activate it intentionally, is a very powerful strategy. That's what hypnosis is about. That's what self-hypnosis is about. That's what meditation is about. There's something called the Silva mind control method. There was an engineer, I think back in the 50s and 60s, named Jose Silva, and he came up with this idea called the Silva mind control method. Some of you guys have probably heard of this. And the Silva mind control method is a specific method that Jose Silva came up with for activating alpha brainwave states. Alpha brainwave states being associated with suggestibility and relaxation. By using them, you can actually implant suggestions in yourself. You can actually use self-hypnosis to self-implant positive ideas and positive suggestions, and learning to activate alpha brainwave states is critical. All right, I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. We're going to talk brainwave states with Dr. James Hart at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the Recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines are open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Dr. James Hart at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Hart's a brainwave specialist and the founder of Cybernaut, BioCybernaut
The BioCybernaut Institute's website is biocybernaut.com, and his Facebook page is BioCybernaut Institute. We'll talk to Dr. Hart at the bottom of the hour about brainwaves, alpha brainwaves, theta brainwaves. As I was saying before we went to break, there's four major brainwaves: alpha brainwaves, theta brainwaves, beta brainwaves, and gamma, and delta, I should say, and gamma. There's five of them. Gamma is something that we just kind of started talking about maybe 10 or 15 years ago. Gamma is super fast, and high performance occurs under gamma. And when I say fast, I'm talking about the frequency with which brain waves, electromagnetic brain energy, comes out of your head, out of your brain. Electromagnetic energy is emanated out of the head in waves, literal waves, that can be measured. And each brainwave has a specific frequency, not really speed, but a frequency. The frequency of beta brainwaves is around 15 to 40 cycles per second. That means 15 to 40 times per second electromagnetic waves are coming out of your head. As you go into different brainwave states and relax, brainwave frequency drops. Beta waves are the fastest, but alpha waves are slower than beta waves, and theta waves are slower still than beta waves, and delta waves are the slowest of all. Delta waves are deep sleep. They're the kind of waves that are emanated in deep sleep. So while most of us are in beta, the good stuff is in alpha and theta. Beta is around 14 to 40 cycles per second, they say, and alpha is between 9 and 14 cycles per second, so it's slower, more relaxed. As you slow your breathing down, you actually slow your brain waves down. There's a very intimate connection between the two. This is why breathing is so darn important. As you breathe slower, your brain waves slow down. The frequency of brain waves slow down. You can actually feel it as you're breathing slowly, deeply, and rhythmically, and all three are important. The reason all three are important is because it's not just the frequency. It's not just the speed of your breath or the frequency of your breathing. It's also the depth of your breathing, and it's also the rhythm of your breathing. Under conditions of rhythm, the brain tends to settle down. Just think of a cup of water sloshing around. And as it's sloshing around, if you shake a cup of water or a bowl of water, we'll say, if you shake a bowl of water, it kind of sloshes around. That's a beta brainwave state. But as you let that water settle, the brainwaves settle as well. Or the waves in the water settle as well. And that's kind of an analogy to the brainwaves. So the alpha brainwave state is the suggestible brainwave state. It's the brainwave state we go into when we're in a trance, light trance. As we're falling asleep, we go into an alpha brainwave state. This is a very suggestible state. This is why sometimes people will try to study or learn or memorize things as they're falling asleep. You may have heard of that. You put a tape, either subliminal affirmation, or perhaps if you're studying for a test, you can put headphones on and put on your little voice recorder on your iPhone, and then you can kind of let that information seep into your head, seep into your brain as you go from a beta brainwave state to an alpha brainwave state. Commercials and advertisers and marketers love getting their viewers into alpha states. That's why, by the way, there's this thing called food porn. I don't think you guys have heard of food porn. Food porn is when they show you food, this really delicious food on commercials, on TV, but they don't show you how they make it. They don't show you all the hard work that goes into making the food delicious and pretty to look at. That's called food porn. And you always see things moving slowly. Watch your commercials. Watch your TV commercials that involve food. And you always see the food moving really slowly, because slow movement, when the eyes track slow movement, you go into an alpha state. You relax as you go into a slow movement. This is one of the reasons why Tai Chi works. If you move your body really slow, you ever see those people out in the park and they're doing these Tai Chi moves, they're always moving really slowly. The slow movement activates alpha brainwave states. Slowness activates alpha brainwave states. There's lots of different ways to activate alpha brainwave states intentionally. As I say, breathing is probably the quickest. Moving the body slowly, watching or having your eyes track something slowly will get you into an alpha state. We tend to go into an alpha state when we feel safe. A beta brainwave state is associated with your arousal. Beta brainwave states are associated with threats, problem solving, as I say. Alpha brainwave states are associated with relaxing. Kit kitty videos, cat videos, animals in general. Just watching animals will activate an alpha brainwave state. Just watching a baby will activate an alpha brainwave state. Why? Because you go into safety mode. Seems silly watching cat videos, but that's one of the best things you could do before you go to sleep at night. Watch cat videos. Don't watch the news. Watch cat videos or hippo videos, animal videos. Not animals where they're being aggressive, but animals where they're just playing and being themselves. When we're safe, we go into an alpha state. When we're not safe, we go into a beta state. If you have insomnia, guaranteed, 100%, you haven't figured out how to go from beta to alpha. 100%, if you have insomnia, you're in beta, you're in a beta brainwave state. What's that tell you? Well, if you have insomnia, figure out how to get into alpha. Anything you can do to get you into alpha will help you fall asleep. That's why people watch TV, by the way, and they fall asleep when they watch TV. Sometimes people, I have a friend who watches TV, and she falls asleep when she's watching TV, and invariably she wakes up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep and has to watch TV again. Because when you watch TV, television, is designed to get us into an alpha state, into a suggestible state. If you found yourself trancing out when you're watching TV, guaranteed you're in an alpha trance. There's a level beneath alpha that's even better, or even more relaxing than alpha, and that's called theta. If alpha is between 9 and 14 cycles per second, theta is between 5 and 8 cycles per second. That's really slow. And theta is where you're completely out of it. You're completely zoned out. If you've ever driven, all of us have experienced driving down the highway, and all of a sudden after we've gone 5 miles, and all of a sudden we remember we're driving. What was going on? You were in a theta state. Driving can take you into a theta state. It's a good thing we can still function even in a theta state. Our bodies still know what to do. Our musculature still knows what to do. You've driven for 5 miles or 10 miles or 15 miles. You didn't even know you were there. That's a classic example of being in a theta state. Theta state is the dream state. It's much deeper than alpha. Alpha is a relaxing state. Theta state is when you're completely out of it. But in theta state, you get great ideas. Theta state is when creativity kicks in. The theta state is also known as the hypnagogic state, and that's where you have all kinds of weird, not quite dreams, but right before you fall asleep, if you notice, sometimes you'll have these weird kinds of experiences in your head, weird kinds of thoughts and weird kinds of sensations and dreamlike states. That's theta. And again, you can get into theta intentionally. Running to the point where you forget that you're present when you're completely in the flow. It's the runner's high, they call it. That's a classic example of being in a theta state. When you're in a theta state, your body can still function just fine. You can still run in a theta state. You can still exercise and work out in a theta state. And if you can learn to get in a theta state, it can make your workouts much more enjoyable. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Dr. James Hart coming with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the BioCybernaut Institute's website, biocybernaut.com. Dr. James Hart on the Bright Side right after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number, and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality, end quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Mira, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Mira and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This, I do not expect, will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. Eight federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find the search engine, all our 10-plus years, 10-and-a-half years or so of archive programs, lots of great health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, you could purchase Longevity products off all our websites, as well as click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. And also, I would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was healing is beauty. And if your beauty product is not a healing product, it's not a beauty product either, because it's the same mechanisms that heal the skin, that beautify the skin. You can find out all about our Truth Treatment products and our Truth Treatment reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D.com. We've got 2,000, going on 2,100 now, 4- and 5-star reviews. They come in every day. You can take a peek at them at truthreviewed.com, and our Truth Skin Health products are all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am really excited to talk to our guest today. Dr. James Hart is the founder of the Bio Cybernaut Institute. He's an expert in biofeedback and working with brainwaves. His website is biocybernaut.com. His Facebook page is Bio Cybernaut Institute. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. James Hart. Hey, Dr. Hart.
Hey, Ben. It's great to be with you this early in the morning. Thank you.
Yes, it's great to be with you as well. Thank you. We spent a lot of time, we spent the first half of the program talking about brainwaves. I've been studying brainwave chemistry, brainwave science for many years. And it's just, to me, understanding how to leverage your brainwaves is one of the key aspects of good health. Before we even get going here, I said something at the last segment, and after I said it, I wasn't sure if that was right. Can you go into a theta brainwave state while you're exercising or working out?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can. It's not easy. And, you know, theta, for most people, is stage one or stage two sleep.
Yeah.
And it's a bit trancy. And so if you are, doing anything, reasonably strongly physical, theta brainwaves would be unlikely to be mm-hmm. present in
yeah.
this magnitude.
You know, I was thinking of the runner's high or the flow that people get into, but then after I said it, I was like, I don't know if that's really possible to get into a
that's
theta state.
Like
that's more likely alpha. Okay, I got it. All right. Well, we digress here because I want people to hear like from an expert, and I gave my non-expert take on alpha and beta, and I've always thought getting into alpha, learning to get into alpha voluntarily with volition was one of the most powerful health strategies you could ever employ. So talk to us a little bit about beta overdrive, what beta is, how important it is to learn how to get into alpha and theta.
Well, I rarely do any beta feedback. I was, in a sense, required to by the federal government at one point as a condition of being granted a 3-year grant entitled Anxiety and Aging, Intervention with EEG Alpha Feedback. And they wanted some sham feedback condition, the site reviewers who came to my lab.
What does that mean, a sham? What does that mean? Explain that.
Well, they wanted me, for example, to record the feedback sound from one person doing actual, truthful alpha feedback, and then play those sounds for another person. So it would be non-contingent. It was a sham. And that's, in a sense, dishonest. Psychologists do it all the time to make sure that it's not some inherent quality of the feedback that's producing the result, distinct from the underlying control of the underlying physiology. And so I didn't want to do that. And they said, well, cause, it's dishonest. And besides, I said, it won't work. If all somebody has to do is they're doing alpha feedback and they're hearing the sounds, all they have to do is open their eyes. And if the sounds continue, they will know that it's false feedback. It's a sham. And so
they're not really they're not really in that state. They're being manipulated to go into that state.
Well, not even being manipulated to go into it. One person's feedback, which was contingent and truthful, is being played to another person. So it has no relationship to the, it would have no relationship to the feedback of the person who is in the sham feedback condition. So I said, no, I won't do that.
Tell us what you mean, Dr. Hart. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but tell us what you mean exactly by feedback.
Well, if you stick a thermometer in your mouth and then take your temperature, you're getting feedback.
Got it.
And if you do it or step on a scale. Now, with a thermometer, it could be going up. Let's say you have a fever and it's going like 99, 99.5, 100. It repeatedly, as you take the temperature, you better, get some intervention. And so feedback is you receive information
on your
about
state.
Some ongoing physiological process.
Got it.
And with brainwaves, you typically have no feedback whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right.
The brain's the master organ of feedback. And you can put your hand behind your head and not look at your fingers and bring your thumb and fingers together quickly, and you never miss because your brain has feedback about where your body
right.
is. But
or opening a doorknob.
Feedback about itself.
opening a doorknob, taking a step, all the little things we do, it depends on feedback. Your brain is reading how your leg is moving or how your arm is moving or how your eyes are tracking the doorknob or whatever. So when you say alpha feedback, you're talking about your brain actually interpreting what kind of brainwave state you're in. Is that what you mean?
Well, we use technology, and we amplify the brainwaves, which are microvolt-level signals, very tiny. We boost them 100,000 times with powerful amplifiers. Then we separate the alpha out from all the other brainwaves in the spectrum, and we use the amplitude of that alpha to run tones, which get louder and softer, louder and quieter as the alpha gets bigger and smaller. So you have real-time feedback. Now, going back to the beta feedback question that you were asking about, I proposed, because I didn't want to give false, untruthful feedback, I proposed to the federal grant reviewers that I do feedback on beta. Now, beta is typically a tenth as big as alpha. So what I did was I figured out what each person's alpha-beta ratio was, and on the days that they were doing beta feedback, I would boost the signal by multiplying it by whatever that factor was, so the scores would at least be the same. I was doing mood scale tests every day, multiple times, and what I found was when people successfully increased their beta, they became anxious, they became irritable, they became angry, they became cross, they became unhappy, which is exactly the opposite if you do alpha feedback. When you do alpha, you become less anxious, you become less angry, you become happy, you become joyful, you become strong, and your immune system is boosted by increasing alpha.
So staying in alpha or getting into alpha as much as possible is a great health strategy, is the bottom line. That's what I was kind of getting at, is that a lot of our health challenges, and in fact, maybe our, and see what you think about this, is our cultural neurosis and maybe even cultural psychosis and the craziness that's going on in the world today with people shooting each other up and suicides going up and people freaking out at the news and riots, et cetera. Could that be like a cultural beta thing that we're going through?
If you look at the brainwaves, like the gears of a car, for example, if you drove your car shifting from first gear to fourth gear, and then from fourth gear back to first gear, you would have high repair bills and low gas mileage.
Hang on to that thought, Doctor. We got to take a commercial break. Dr. James Hart is with us. BioCybernaut.com. More with Dr. Hart after this.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. James Hart. BioCybernaut.com is his website. Dr. Hart, so it seems to me like we are going through some kind of collective beta crisis. And given that there's like entrainment that takes place with electromagnetics, would you say that human beings are manipulated to be in a beta state?
Well, many things in our culture promote it. Like I was saying just before the commercial break, if you have a four-gear car and you shifted from first to fourth gear and from fourth gear back to first gear, you'd have high repair bills and low gas mileage. Most people run their brains that way. They're either unconscious asleep in delta, which is first gear, or they're full-tilt boogie in beta, which is fourth gear.
That's great.
And so you get the equivalent, which is low productivity and high medical costs. And so what's missing is enough alpha and beta to balance things out.
I love that. Now, you study spirituality and brainwave states, and I find that incredibly fascinating. First of all, tell our listeners exactly what things like samadhi and for non-practitioners or people who don't understand these concepts, satori, these sort of high spiritual states. Explain what those are and then explain how those relate to brainwave states.
Well, brainwaves rule. That's a trademark of BioCybernaut. Brainwaves rule. Any experience you have as a living human being, you can have that experience only when you have the appropriate underlying pattern of brainwaves. And so samadhi, which is the superconscious state in yoga, is characterized by super high alpha all over the head. Mm. And satori, which is the superconscious state in Zen, is also characterized by super high alpha all over the head. There was a study done in Japan by Kasumatsu and Harai with Zen meditators in both Zen traditions, which are Soto and Rinzai. And they asked the Zen masters to rate their monks for level of spiritual development, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Nobody was rated advanced who had less than 21 years of daily Zen practice. And so then they measured the brainwaves, and they found that there was a particular brainwave pattern seen only in the advanced Zen. That's 21 to 40 years of Zen practice. And that pattern is produced or reproduced by ordinary non-meditators who do the seven-day BioCybernaut Alpha 1 training. You produce the same brainwave changes as are seen in only the 21 to 40-year veterans of advanced Zen. So brainwave rule.
You teach people how to go into these kinds of states so they can become like Zen masters effectively?
Well, I actually trained a Zen master one time. His name was Ryuho Yamada Roshi. And at the end of his training, he had a big temple in Japan, 150 students. He came to my then California center. After his Biocybernaut Alpha 1, he said, in somewhat broken English, "Biocybernaut better than having own Zen master." And I go, "Ruho, you're a Zen master. How can you say that?" He goes, "Listen, you have Zen master, Master Busy, many students. You sit, you meditate, you have attainment, Master Busy, not notice. Next day, Master see you, you're different, give you feedback. One eyebrow go up little. At Biocybernaut, feedback all the time." And then he repeated, "Biocybernaut better than having own Zen master, from the mouth of a Zen master."
All right, I love it. You got me sold on this. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do? I'm all about it. Is it the kind of thing where you just, do you have like an MP3 thing, or is it a download, or do you have a machine or device? What are the logistics here?
Well, you have to bring your brain to a Biocybernaut center.
We have
one in Bavaria, Germany. We have one in Sedona, Arizona.
Okay.
And you commit 7 days to having your brainwaves measured and turned into beautiful musical sounds, flutes, oboes, organ music, saxophones, flutes. And then every 2 minutes while you're doing the feedback in a soundproof chamber, the music stops, you open your eyes, you get scores that quantify how well you're doing. And at the end, you have a depth interview with a skilled Biocybernaut certified trainer, and you progress rapidly.
What do you know about Bob Monroe and HemiSync and accessing other dimensions using brainwave technology?
Well, I've actually met Bob Monroe, and we spoke. What he has is what I call an entrainment system.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is uses the technology of binaural beats. There was a Scientific American article back in the 70s that showed if you played like a 300 hertz tone in one ear and a 290 or a 310 in the other ear, that it would induce in some people, not all, it would induce in some people a 10 hertz, which is the difference between 300 and 310 or 300 and 290, the different frequencies. Now, whether that actually corresponds to the alpha brainwaves that you learn how to produce yourself is another question.
Mm.
At Biocybernaut, we are discouraging people from doing entrainment. We'd rather have people do feedback, and so their brains would figure out how to do it in an organic and a natural way. Ecologists are very concerned about invasive species. Well, as a brain scientist, I'm concerned about invasive frequencies.
The brain
is a multiply cobalt system of all kinds of frequencies, and if you come from the outside with heavy jack books, and you
not
go
cool.
plod, plod, plod through the brain and force it to be at a certain frequency,
I'm
not sure that's entirely organically good and healthy and wise.
I'm with you. And a couple things. First of all, and we only have about a minute or two, so if you go real quick, if you answer quickly, that would be great, because I got so many things I want to ask you. It seems to me like you'd have brain waves emanating from your enteric nervous system, from your gut, and also from your heart. Brain waves, literally. Is that true?
No. There are pacemaker cells. For the brain, they're pacemaker cells for the heart, but they're not brain.
How about neurons?
Cells for the heart.
Aren't they neurons?
Well, they're neurons, but they're not brain neurons.
It has to be a brain neuron. It can't be a gut neuron or a heart neuron.
You can't call it brainwaves if it's coming from the gut.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Now, this is another really important question. For folks who are dealing with chronic disease, chronic pain, circulatory or metabolic issues, let's say, can brainwaves be used to alleviate physiologic issues like pain or organ failure, organ issues, or metabolic issues?
Well, you've asked a number of different questions there. We have successfully dealt with people in excruciating chronic pain. Remember, brainwaves rule.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as regarding circulatory issues, in the same way that hand temperature biofeedback, it teaches you how to dilate the blood vessels that feed your hands or toes, and thus curing Raynaud's disease and preventing amputation, which is what the allopaths used to do prior to thermal biofeedback, we know that there's a component of learning to increase your alpha waves that involves a learned cerebrovasodilation. And that may explain the restoration of function fully or partially in stroke patients. as you dilate the blood vessels in the brain during your learned alpha feedback training, you may provide more blood to dormant neurons near the site of the stroke, the infarct, and thus enable them to switch back on and do their neuron function.
Okay. So for folks who can't get to Sedona, or I forgot where you said Germany somewhere.
Bavaria, Germany.
Bavaria, Germany. How can people start to take advantage of some of these ideas and technologies at home? Talk to a listener right now who's dealing with either anxiety issues, insomnia issues, or perhaps metabolic or physiologic issues. How can they tap into these ideas?
Well, meditation is available to everyone, and I strongly recommend it. When done right, it will increase alpha waves. Problem is there's virtually no feedback in the beginning stages of meditation. But brainwave feedback can be viewed as a technologically accelerated form of meditation.
I love that. So would you say, if you say brainwaves rule, which I totally understand and it makes perfect sense to me, would you say that meditation rules as far as ways that you can tap into these kinds of, or use these, leverage these kinds of ideas? Does meditation rule?
Well, I've been initiated in Kriya Yoga by one of Yogananda's direct disciples. So I've done it diligently for many years. And if I didn't have access to the brainwave feedback, it would have been truly a slog.
Without having the skill, the meditative skills?
Yeah. A lot of people drop out because they're not getting any feedback. Every parent and teacher knows that it's at the beginning of learning you need the most feedback. Well, in meditation, you get nothing. Really good at it, then you get lots of feedback. You get good feelings. You get celestial sounds and smells and, you know, all kinds of weird and wonderful things happen in advanced meditation.
Dr. Hart, I know you got up early to do this, or you stayed up late to do this radio program. I really appreciate it. But I got tons more I want to ask you, especially around meditation. Anyway, we can get you back on the bright side?
Yes, of course.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. Hey, would you hang on the line, Dr. Hart? And then I want to just say goodbye to you. Hang on just for one moment.
Very, very good. Will do. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the bright side. It's Dr. James Hart, and his website is biocybernaut.com. Understand how to take advantage of your brain waves. And that's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.